The BBC's decision to give the far-right British National Party a seat on one of its flagship political debate shows, called Question Time, has opened up a fiery debate. Some argue that the principles of free speech apply to all and cannot be selective. In addition, the BNP, led by Nick Griffin, is now a party with two seats in the European Parliament, strengthening its case for a chance to join the debate. But that argument doesn't hold weight with many others who are organising opposition to the plans of the BBC Question Time producers.
I used to remember going to school and watching people being beaten on the streets of Britain by the National Front, which was the BNP under a different guise. And they were on the television and they were on the streets. And now they're starting on the television in order to go out onto the street.
The BBC has argued that the protesters are in essence calling for censorship and that it has a duty of impartiality and must allow parties with parliamentary seats airtime. But the Unite Against Fascism group says the BNP's appearances on television could incite racial violence, and the UAF's stance has the support of many prominent figures.
BBC, a very well-respected international broadcaster, giving plausibility, respectability to a fascist party. That's never happened in the UK. It happened in France, and the consequences there were very serious. It took the Front National from being a fringe extremist party into the political mainstream.
The BNP have been accused of stoking racial tension and criticised for their policy of only allowing white members. But they deny accusations of racism and say they are simply fighting for the rights of what they describe as the indigenous peoples of the United Kingdom.
My message to them is that I absolutely respect their right to demonstrate and to be as noisy and as abusive as they like towards me and the British National Party. But in turn, they must respect not just my right to speak, but also the right of the British people to listen to what I've got to say and to listen to the attacks on me and my response and to make up their own minds.
The controversy has no doubt increased potential viewing figures for the show, which comes at a time of high racial tensions in the UK and follows a number of clashes between right-wing supporters and anti-racist campaigners working with Muslim groups.
Perhaps the most important question, which much of the current debate ignores, is why a party like the BNP was able to secure enough votes for two seats in the European Parliament in the first place. Are the British becoming a more right-wing nation, or have they just lost faith in their main political parties? Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.